Tuned in. This is A Walk with Jesus right here on Joy 99.7 FM. And like I said early on, we have an interesting subject, you know, to discuss. In these days, social media is part of our lives. In these days, you hardly can do without, you know, social media. It's a tool that connects us, you know, together as a people all over the globe. But then we want to look at the impact of social media on our spiritual lives. And that's why I asked early on, what's your thought about it? Share your thoughts with us. We're live on Facebook. We are on WhatsApp. And the WhatsApp line is 0555111997. That's 0551111997. We are also are on Joy 997 on Facebook, so you can share your thoughts. How does social media impact your spirituality? Hence our subject for tonight, social media and spirituality. And to help us with the discussion, we have a great man of God who is a youth himself, and this subject, you know, is geared more towards the youth. Prophet Benjamin Fojo, a respected spiritual leader, has deep insight into this subject, and we'll be having a chit chat with him with regards to how social media affects spirituality, especially as youth. And so I want you to share your thoughts with us, even as we get ready to have this chit-chat with Prophet Fojo. We'll also be talking briefly about Invasion 2024. That is in the pipeline. We'll be talking about it. Let me first of all say a very good evening to you, man of God.
Good evening, Bishop.
You are looking as white as an angel.
Thank you, Bishop. Thank you, sir.
Right. Also, for this subject on the table for discussion tonight, I first would want to ask you this question. Social media, do you think it has done us good or done us evil?
That's a tough one. All right. So I do believe that whenever something comes up like this, there are double sides to that.
Yeah.
There are the positive sides and there are also the negative sides.
Mm.
So I feel it's more dependent on who is using social media handle.
So you can really tell that social media is bad or good.
Exactly.
It's dependent on the user.
Exactly. Man of God, you see, we live in a dispensation where people have this feeling that I have access to do whatever I feel like doing. But they've forgotten that there are actually effects to whatever decision you take in life. So considering freedom and not considering the consequences actually places yourself in bondage. I get him, sir. So like I already said, it's dependent on who is using that social media handle. I mean, others have had wonderful testimonies, man of God, with how social media has impacted them. Right now, we're streaming live on Facebook. Somebody somewhere is getting blessed. And somebody is also sitting somewhere making use of this same handle in a very negative manner. So it's dependent on the understanding you have. So, man of God, when we give people freedom and not tell them the consequence connected to whatever they have, it becomes bondage in disguise.
Now to the subject proper, social media and spirituality, how do they connect? How does social media connect with spirituality? I mean, that which is spirit, there. I thought it will have nothing to do with social media. But educate us. What's the relationship?
Thank you, Apostle. So if you study your scriptures very well, the Bible says, "And the spirit partners with the flesh, and they say, 'Come.'" You know, there are many things about God or about the spiritual world that cannot find expression without the hand of a man. There are many things God would actually be incapacitated of when he doesn't find people he could trust for these things. And I do believe that every spirit seeks to find expression through the hand of men. So, for instance, you clearly know the enemy has an agenda, and God also has an agenda. Now, God told us that the devil came to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Now, in as much as the enemy has these things in the demonic kingdom, which is in the spiritual kingdom, he seeks to bring these things into the flesh. So there has to be something created that brings validation to whatever thoughts and intents they have. So you realize that they depend on these systems to bring about destruction. So like I said, it's a clear thing that spirit can use social media handles to bring about destruction. Yes, sir.
So there's a connection.
Big time.
Wow. I would want us to look at the positive side first of all. I mean, as far as our spirituality is concerned, in our day and our time, it has come. I mean, there's no way it's going to go. I mean, if there's going to be any change, it will be an advancement what we have today. How do we strategically position ourselves, you know, especially the church, and as far as our spiritual lives are concerned, to make the best of social media practically?
Thank you, man of God. You see, most of the times I keep telling people that a gift isn't really a gift until a man understands the character behind the gift.
Say that again.
A gift isn't worth celebrating until a man understands the character behind the gift. Every gift has a life, every gift has a purpose, every gift has a mission, every gift has an assignment. What makes the gift a valuable one is the understanding you have on the character to possess in exhibiting that gift. Man of God, I do believe that God in his infinite wisdom has blessed people in our end time to come up with such ideas on how these things can be innovated. So getting people to understand that extremism in using such handle can be very destructive. You see, like I already said earlier on, somebody's watching us right now and they are getting blessed because of what we are doing right now on Facebook or probably on YouTube. Right now, somebody's watching us from the international world, watching Pastor Tugansa because of the social media handle. So telling people on how they can, you know, preserve their thought on what they want to watch. You see, man of God, I do believe that it's that time where people have to be very intentional with their actions. Because sometimes social media may give you so much access, but it will be destruction in disguise. So having them channel their mind so they know that anything that will not help my spiritual growth shouldn't take my attention. You see, man of God, the devil communicates destruction in seeds. The devil doesn't destroy the enemy people one time. He comes gradually. So today the enemy can communicate a thought by the things you see, and it can be a seed sown in your heart. So telling people to be very intentional becomes helpful, sir.
I see. And for the Christian youth, I mean, what should be the extent to which he or she would use? Because, it's a youthful generation, you know. What should be the extent to which we use, you know, social media to benefit us spiritually, you know? That's what I want to find
out
first.
Yes. So, for youngsters like myself,
yes.
Like
myself. Okay. You're the big boss.
In our generation. So, for some time now, I think people came up with the name Gen Z's.
Yes.
Gen Z's. So, in our Gen Z generation. I think people should be, like I said earlier on, being intentional about what they capture in their spirit whenever they're on that handle. As in, they telling themselves that they will not allow anything that will not be helpful to their spiritual life to actually become their focus. Is it, man of God, anything that takes your time decides your life.
Anything that takes your
life.
Time.
Yes, takes your time decides,
decides your life.
Your life. It's as simple as that. So you actually become whatever you focus on. Now, in my generation, man of God, people literally sleep with Snapchat. They wake up with Facebook. Some don't even read their own Bibles. It will shock you that in church these days, when a pastor is preaching, they hold their mobile phones in the name of having their Bibles in their mobile
phones.
But they're not actually opening the Bible phone because they really want to look at something else. So as in, they being intentional on the things they have their eyes focused on. If not, the enemy will easily destruct you. Don't forget that the media has always been there. In the days of Jesus Christ, it was already there, but it wasn't as advanced as now. Because they could write letters to the churches. That should tell you the impact of the media at that time. But in our generation today, we've been given the access in every ramification of life. So being intentional on what to absorb and what to neglect will be helpful, sir.
The reason I am actually asking this is because it looks as though to trend is the thing, you know, in our day. And there's this understanding that has been created in the minds of the youth that to succeed, you must trend. It's a game of numbers, you know. And so social media is the tool that one uses to trend, irrespective of what you do to trend. Once you are getting the numbers, hey, I mean, you're good to go. And the victims are sitting right on our pews.
Serious.
In church. You get it. So it's the reason for which I'm asking that question, that how well can we, as the body of Christ, strategically position ourselves so that much as this is a good tool, it doesn't kill our youth, especially with this trending craze, for want of a better expression, you know, that has come in our day and time.
Thank you, man of God. Now, before I ask that question, let me say this here. You see, for some time now, our definition for success has declined, and I'll tell you why. We've always taught people to believe that success is what a man receives. We've taught people to believe that success is what a man achieves, but scripture didn't say that.
What is success then?
According to scripture, success is what a man becomes.
Success is what you become. And what you become has nothing to do with what you receive.
I'll tell you why. Because in the kingdom, whatever a man becomes is to God's glorification and God's honor and not yourself. There is nothing a man should ever be proud of for having in life, because you enter the first and you meet the last. So having excess or access money, having whatever qualification you think you deserve, isn't part of God's plan for this end time generation. So having people tell themselves that receiving the amount of money to make myself comfortable is actually depleting in honor and in God's kingdom. So somebody out there wants to do everything possible to make it in life, and that is how they leave the path. Because, man of God, studied Hebrews chapter 11, you realize the testimonials that Jesus gave about the patriarchs who discovered patterns in the spirit. It was never about what they received, but who they became. How does God attest of the righteousness of Abel after his death? How on earth does God attest that Abel was a holy man after the man dies? And the Bible didn't say his blood spoke. He says the blood still speaks. My question is, of what benefits is the blood of Abel to a dead man when you couldn't save him when he was alive? Yet, God calls that act faith. After death, you call it faith? God didn't have to call Abraham the father of all nations because of Isaac, but because he discovered the pattern called faith. So God says, just by discovering faith, you are father of all nations. If you look at the testimony that God gave about Abraham, it was never about the fact God gave him Isaac. He was a very wealthy man, but God says he was a holy man. That was God's definition for the life of Abraham. So having people believe that what I receive makes me who I am, it's not bad, but sir, it isn't the accurate definition for success. Now, these are youngsters, or probably people listening to us right now, who believe that I can trend. It is too dangerous. Some time ago, the Lord spoke to me in prayer, man of God, that popularity has slain more people than persecution did.
Whoa. That's a very strong statement.
Very strong word. The Lord told me that, young man, don't be like others, because popularity has slain more distinct men than even persecution did. Because people have this perception, man of God, that once I'm popular, I'm relevant. No, it's dangerous. Have you wondered why the fetish priest who doesn't have a billboard still has the heart of the nation? It's a problem. They don't have a billboard. Yet, some dignified men that are well respected in our society are going
sneak
to
them.
And you ask, how did they find such men? These are learned men, educated people, commanding the heart of the people. So why would they go to such extent? Oh, because when God finds favor with a man, the society must hear you. It is called relevance and not popularity. So I'm begging our churches, and not just the buildings, but also the people, because God's judgment has got to do with the heart of the man, that people should be very careful with the things they put in their spirit. If not, it'll be too dangerous. And you see, let me say this here. It is very dangerous if a man succeeds in the wrong things of life. Getting to succeed at things that destiny didn't prescribe for you is danger in disguise. Yes, sir.
So how do we maximize the potential if that is the definition for success, and it has nothing to do with popularity, it has nothing to do with the numbers? But then in our day and time, it's about the numbers, it's about how many people know you, it's about how fast you trend. You know, put something there and in 15 minutes or 20 minutes you are running into tens of thousands, and by the close of the day you're hitting 1 million views, and that's what we call success. Hey, I mean, if this is not success, then how do we maximize, I mean, the potential of this same tool that is to help us?
Thank you, Apostle. Bishop, have you wondered why Jesus ever called John the Baptist the greatest prophet ever, when we didn't hear of him raising the dead? What did God see in the life of John the Baptist that made him call John the Baptist the greatest prophet ever? Where was Elijah? Where was Moses? Where were the apostles? Yet, John, a man who later asked if the Jesus he professed about was the same Messiah.
Is the one to come, or we have to wait for another?
And Jesus called him the greatest prophet. He didn't raise any clutches, no wheelchair. He only spoke about holiness and righteousness. And God says, among all the prophets, this man is greatest. Who qualified him then? This is a man that ate wild locusts and honey, lived like an animal, sorry to say, in the bush. And God called him the greatest prophet. What God defines as success is how people stay in consecration. People living, maximizing what God has called them for, not what the flesh tells them to do. Man of God, I would highly say, in all humility, that it's best for people to understand that the only way to maximize in potentials is understanding that you are not on your own. Whatever you do is to the glory of His kingdom and the revelation of His name. There is nothing important about your life that life cares about, apart from God Himself.
Should we turn our backs to social media then?
We shouldn't, but we should be very careful with whatever name social media gives us.
A young man comes to you, a youth, and says that I have a feeling that social media will get me there. What advice will you give to him?
Man of God, social media has never gotten anybody anywhere.
No, but they're seeing the people there. They're seeing them on social media, they're seeing them on Instagram, on TikTok.
Man of God, that's the problem.
You know, and we hear them, yes, you know, telling of how...
You see, have you wondered that all these people that are popular now, let me say in quotes, the preachers, the singers, they didn't start in one day. Some of them were even there years. It was little that somebody says, please, I can help you put your messages on podcast and YouTube. And then some way, somehow, God actually helped them to the airwaves to gain popularity. You see?
Well, the picture that is painted is as though they got on social media and then you just...
You see, people don't tell you how to get there. They only show you a picture of what happened in their present state. No one tells you their past. Meanwhile, the real story lies in the past. Man of God, the real story lies in the past. People don't tell you. In fact, you will look at Pastor To Akwa and say, that way the man of God is speaking with so much intelligence, I think God just anointed him. But they've forgotten there's a responsibility dimension to anointing as well. Our generation, I call us the Indomie generation. We don't want to learn. Bishop, we don't want to learn.
Why Indomie?
Bishop, because in less than 5 minutes...
Fast is done.
We are like, the man, the way he's speaking, how did he get access to joy? Man of God. But people just don't know that it takes time for God to trust a man. You see, anything God has not tested you with, you cannot be trusted with.
Anything God hasn't tested you with,
you can't be trusted with that.
So it's a test dimension of life that, I mean, the youth of today miss.
Yes, we want to skip that. We want to skip the process. We don't want to believe that there is something I ought to do for God to trust me, for me to bless with. They don't believe that. They believe God should look beyond their heart to bless them. Meanwhile, everything about a man's heart flinks from his heart.
How to what extent that can social media harm us?
It can be very dangerous.
As a people, let us know.
Apostle, as long as people remain very comfortable with whatever social media provides to them, it becomes harmful to them. You see, the devil does not kill men in one day. He only fights man when he realizes that the knowledge you have has depleted. You see, like I said, the glory of your life is connected to the knowledge you have. There's nothing important about your life until the knowledge you have is intact. So once the enemy makes sure that you have a disjointed knowledge, he has killed you. So having people have a changed mentality in a negative way becomes a burden for them. Yes, sir.
I want us to talk about consumption of content, you know, on social media. And I'm not even looking at the broader picture, but then spiritual matters. Everybody's sharing something today. Okay. People, all you need is a phone, maybe an Apple device or an Android.
Yes, sir.
And then turn the camera on and you can talk, you see. And we're consuming all manner of stuff.
Yes.
All manner of doctrines, all manner of, you know, revelations here and there. How are we to handle this with regards to what we consume, you know, from social media?
Thank you, man of God. In my quiet time today, I studied something in the book of Acts, chapter 18, verse number 24, where it talks about Apollos, the wonderful preacher who was speaking with so much confidence in the synagogue, but knew nothing about the Holy Ghost baptism when it happened in the days when the Holy Ghost poured out upon the people. The Bible says he spoke with so much confidence, yet he knew nothing about the Holy Spirit, about the Holy Ghost. Meanwhile, the Holy Ghost is what we need in our end time generation. It took the grace of God to help him understand who God really was through Aquila and Priscilla. Man of God. You see, the Holy Ghost remains our teacher. And every believer must understand that it is not everything you see on social media that helps. You see, people may come in the name of God and they may lack depth in the spirit. Because every truth communicated by any preacher must serve to God's exhortation, not to you drafted away from God's patterns. God has no respect for men who have no respect for principles in the spirit. Because whatever it is about a man's life must be built on principles and patterns in the spirit. Today, people just come up because they are orators and they speak. And because we have weaker believers who understand how God operates, they believe everything. It is too dangerous. And even preachers are falling victim of that. Man of God, you see, I believe that the average member hasn't risen to that height in the spirit where they have the right power to tell with precision what knowledge is wrong and what knowledge is right. I keep telling people that the enemy can make a lie sound spiritual.
And who will you blame that on the pulpits or on the pews? Are we not discipling well, or they are not taking the teachings well?
Man of God, you see, I believe that it's both the pastor teaching from the pulpit and the pews listening to the message. You see, God calls both of us kings and priests. So I tell people that some of you might be given the grace to witness God from a pulpit, and some of you can be given the grace to witness God from a character. Everybody's preaching. You're either preaching my character or my speech.
We're living epistles.
I'm telling you. So God actually depends on us to find expression. So it's not just about we not discipling well. It's about people also not wanting to learn well. You see, if Priscilla and Aquila were not taught, I do believe a man's life is more of a representation of a man's limitation, accuracy. So you not wanting to hear the gospel truth because you believe in what you think is right. Sometimes what you know might be the enemy to what you need to know.
What you know,
yes, might be the enemy to what you need to know.
What you need to know.
Telling you. So look at Apollos preaching with so much precision, like I'm preaching right now here. And then someone says, man of God, you're a wonderful preacher, but I don't believe in what you're saying. And then I have to humble myself to believe if what they're saying is consistent with scripture and not just interpretation, as the spirit says, because the letter alone can kill a man's life. So people should be spiritually minded so they're discerning to tell when a man has fallen, because the enemy can sound perfect in your ears and then kill you spiritually.
Wow, that's interesting. So it boils down to discernment, you know. But then, I think that social media is very noisy. So it is not every time that I am on social media, much as it also can be very addictive and can rob you. But then there are times that I take time to read, you know, the comment, not just the videos that people post there, you know, but then the comments. I'm talking about Christian content.
Yes, sir.
You know, and you can clearly see that this is error. This is error. This is error. That is error. That is error. However, you read the comments and a lot of young folks are like, yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true. Not because of the content of what is being said, but the passion with which the person is speaking and the boldness. I think that in our day and time, once you speak passionately and once you are very bold, you know, to come out with whatever you say. If I'm bold and I come out and I say, God forbid, God forbid, God forbid, 100 times. If I come out and I have the camera on me and I say, Jesus is not Lord, God forbid, okay, and I'm passionate about it, you will get people to comment, Christians, to comment and say, that's truth. Not because of the content of what I'm saying, but then the passion with which I am saying what I'm saying and the boldness and the confidence with which I'm saying what I'm saying. On the back of what I have just laid, what is truth?
Thank you. Man of God. Now, let me say something to what you've said, right? And then answer your question here. I felt that our generation today, the average believer has passion and they lack understanding.
The average believer
has passion.
Has passion.
And they lack understanding.
Lack understanding.
Everything about a man's life begins with passion. But you sustain it in path through knowledge. Once you have a short-circuited knowledge, you bring limitations to yourself. Like you rightly said, some people will just love your boldness. Some will love your oratory. Some will love your presence. Not because you're speaking what is wise, but because they have the passion to learn, which is not true.
That looks like a death sentence to me. I mean, that's dangerous.
I'm telling you. Man of God, the Bible says some people have actually sealed their heart with iron, that they don't want to believe in the gospel truth. So tell somebody this is wrong, they want to tell it's not so. We clearly see certain pastors coming up these days with what they call new revelation. And they are preaching all kind of gospel. And people are like, it's not true. And they want to fight back. And man of God, you delve deep and you realize that there was so much imbalance with the understanding. But they actually lived life on passion. You see, passion attracts both spirit, both God and the devil. And the only way to tell the difference is having the right knowledge that brings about freedom. Because not every knowledge is helpful. So some people will be like, I think with what I know about Christ and what Pastor Tui is saying, I think I agree with him on this. So they don't want to discern because in their mind, they have a way that gospel should appear to them. That is why I keep telling people, it is too dangerous when you build kingdom principles on the integrity of a man, neglecting a man's standard in the spirit. Because somebody can appear as pure in your eyes, and before the Lord, they've fallen forth. The Bible says for 40 years, God had departed from King Saul, yet he was still commanding victory. Somebody would believe that just because King Saul could win battles over the enemies,
the Lord is with him.
I'm telling you. Meanwhile, God says, I've left him. And David is actually on the field taking care of the sheep, man of God. And God says, I'm with him. But there's no crowd following him. That is why I keep saying that popularity has slain more destined men than persecution did. Because people find a way to win the heart of men. Man of God, let's be very honest here. People can be very, very, very dangerous. They will clap for you like they did for Jesus. Hosanna, Hosanna. And they were like, you know one thing, we don't want you again. So let's, as my prayer, man of God, that believers will not just be lovers of God, but also have a guided passion on what kind of knowledge they absorb. If not, they are going to kill us on ease. And you see, it is dangerous when you die without your knowledge. A lot of people are walking dead, man of God, and they have no idea that they are dead. Or because they have this perception that if life goes this way, I'm in for that. I just finished the meeting. I told the people in the meeting that, you see, you can serve the Lord and still fail in life. Not because God is a failed God, but because you've chosen what path that benefits you. We've taught people the prosperity gospel, and we haven't taught them the consecration level. Because people don't want to have time to the Holy Ghost. Don't get me wrong, man of God. Let someone go to a party today. They can dance from 12 to 6.
Mm-hmm.
And they are super excited. Let me preach for 2 hours. Pastor, you're taking too much. Pastor, at least I'm sorry, we are tired. They are 9 to 6. But man of God, the same people, and some pastors are coming up with theologies. Why you can't preach for 1 hour in church? Me when the days of old, apostle, the Bible says they preach the whole night. People will sleep, they will die, they still will sleep up and say, oh yeah, let's continue. Because they believe in that. Let's be very careful, man of God. Now, back to what you said concerning the truth. The truth is that which the Holy Ghost inspires a man to say, not what a man generates. The truth is God Himself. The truth is the living spirit of God that works in the life of a man. There is no knowledge a man can ever come up with that will ever be a blessing aside what God does for you.
So any content that doesn't reflect the person and principles of Jesus is not true.
Yes, it's a total lie. No matter how good it looks, it has to be Jesus alone.
No matter the level of passion,
no.
You know, with which it's communicated.
No, it has to be God. Man of God, you see, the last time I was in prayer with a few men of God, and then these are powerful men of God, Bishop. Some have preached about 40 years. They came to me and they were like, you're a very young man, and we see how deep you are in God's word. Pray for us. And I understand honor, so I will dare not pray for a father figure. But for some reason, God told me that pray. I will have a word for them through you. And the Lord told me that this man was called as an evangelist, but he always loved to stay in a church. He wouldn't want to go out to win souls. Mm. So he chose the apostle title and called an apostle, and God told me that for 40 years. He doesn't know he's an apostle. Meanwhile, people keep celebrating him worldwide. Apostle,
that's an apostle.
Apostle. Mm-hmm. Apostle.
That's an evangelist.
And God told me that for 40 years, he has preached a decade message. So somebody will say, man of God, I've been blessed by your message. And God says, but
I don't approve of it.
So, you see, we haven't taught believers to understand that you are a spirit being. And all that you put in your spirit man is all that destiny depends on to give you the life. Because life will literally give you back what you've sown. So let's be very careful. Apostle, the truth must communicate Jesus and Jesus alone.
Well, at this juncture, we'll leave it on your table to think through it and know how you're going to handle this tool called social media. And how you're going to make the best of it as far as your spiritual life is concerned and use it to your upliftment, your benefit, rather than destroying yourself with it. Let's talk about Invasion 2024 before we draw down the curtain.
Yes, sir.
What is Invasion 2024?
Thank you, man of God. So, Invasion is a vision the Lord gave us some years ago in the place of prayer. And the whole idea of Invasion is that the Lord wants us to redefine human lives and human destinies.
Oh, okay.
I was in prayer 10 years ago when the Lord told me that a lot of people are not living the life He has called them for. Like I already said, it is very dangerous when a man lives life and not live the life that God's meant for you. Because your emotions can teach you what to do when God's out of order. So God told me that come up with this conference whereby you go around the world teaching people that destiny isn't what they choose, but what God decides. That's the idea of Invasion.
I see. And for how long have you been running this?
For about 10 years now.
In Ghana?
No. So it started in Belgium. I live in Belgium by God's grace. So we began it in Belgium and in Germany. And 4 years ago, the Lord brought us.
So this is the fourth edition?
Yes, sir. Fourth edition in Ghana. Yes,
right.
Sir.
And when is it happening?
It's happening next week, Sunday. That is on the 28th of July, to be specific, at 5 p.m. at the Holy Hill Chapel Assemblies of God, Ghana, behind the GCB Tower. Sekwakra.
Right. And tell us who are coming.
Yes, by God's grace, I'm preaching alongside with Reverend Dr. Konyubepa Boateng. He happens to be the lead speaker, I mean the lead pastor of the Holy Hill. Yes, sir. And I'm also having Ohima Mercy, and I'm having my own sister as well, Mimi Fojo, coming with me from Belgium to support us in God's name.
Right. Yes, sir. Right. Who is to come?
Everyone, Christians out there, I'm giving you a personal invitation, because you see, in this generation whereby people seek solution and where they want to go for knowledge, it's a very good platform for them to come and see Jesus himself, and God bless them.
Right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Apostle. Thank you.
I've had Prophet Benjamin Fojo right here, and it's been very insightful. It's been very very educative. Before I release you to go, what's the contact, the number to call if anybody wants some more information about it?
All right. So if they want to call us, I believe those of you watching us on Facebook Live, you could see the numbers printed on the screen. But for those of you listening to us, it is 055-051-4754.
Okay.
That is our the number of our president. Once they call us, we'll get back to them.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Senior Bishop.
God richly bless
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Right,
sir.
Then. So this is where we draw down the curtains as far as today's edition of A Walk With Jesus is concerned. We've been discussing social media and spirituality. I'm very sure that you now know that social media is not bad in itself. It's a very good tool, but who uses it determines how bad it is or how good it is. But then you're going to use it and use it for a good purpose. And be careful what you consume from social media. Be very, very careful what you consume. Not every content will edify you. Not every content will edify you. So be discerning. The Spirit of God lives in you. That's what gives you life. That is what you are made of, the God side of you. And so make sure that you are alive enough to discern that this is of God. This is not of God. God richly bless you. Uncle Ken is very ready to treat us to some beautiful, beautiful tunes on Jazz on Joy. Uncle Ken, a very good evening to you, sir.
Good evening.
Has somebody told you that you look very good in blue?
you keep saying that. Every time I wear blue, you make
you look
comment.
Too good in blue, sir.
Thank you. I have enjoyed your conversation.
As for me,
I don't roam those streets.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, those social media
streets. Social media streets.
Yes, I'm too scared.
But then, I wonder why your generation finds it quite dangerous to, you know, meddle in those areas.
Hey,
you're not the first person I'm hearing saying this, and most of them are your age mates.
My contemporaries.
Your contemporaries.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, social media thing.
We don't like trouble.
This social media is trouble, eh?
We don't want to be knocked over by speeding cars on those streets.
But it's a useful tool, Uncle
Ken. Of course it is a useful tool. I use it in my own way.
Mm.
Not in the way a lot of people do.
Mm.
I am on social media to learn.
Wow.
And so I know the sites that I subscribe to.
I see.
And that's what I get on my feet.
So if it's not going to add to your knowledge...
No, I'm not interested in all these things that go on there. You know, insults and what have you. Nothing to learn from. I want to learn on social media. And I've always said this. I've said that. At my age, social media is a very good friend of mine.
Mm. Mm.
It's a place where I go to in my quiet time to learn.
I see.
About a lot of things that I missed in my life growing up.
I see.
And I find it exceedingly helpful.
I see.
But I will not indulge in the things that go on there.
I see. Uncle Ken, I mean, you're an experienced media man. You've done media work for decades, you know. What do you think of this whole trending idea
this is what
now,
the problem is?
You know,
like Prophet was saying, you know, I was listening to him coming up. the desire by people to trend is what causes the problem on social media. Because how do you trend?
But that's what you, we call success.
No, you trend when you become... I don't even know...
The words to use. But we get you.
Yes, you trend when you become ridiculous. That's when you trend. If you go on social media and speak sense, the likes you would get...
Not just a few...
will be so very few. But go on social media and insult, or, you know, be outrageous in whatever you want to say. That's when all the likes will be flooding to you. And now that they are able to monetize certain sites like Facebook and stuff like that, it's getting worse.
Wow.
I am only on Facebook.
You're only on Facebook.
I will not...
TikTok, Instagram, those things.
No. The things I hear people complain about will not make me go there.
I see.
At all.
Are we
so
safe?
I stay on Facebook. And on Facebook, like I say to you, I go on the sites that can make me learn.
You are a father with an elderly man's eye. I mean, when you look further, I mean, going forward, are we safe? Are we safe? Especially the youth.
Very difficult to say. Very difficult to say. Because the things even on my page, I have very good friends, intellectual friends, who write articles on my page that I read. And sometimes the people who respond to these articles that these guys write, without any provocation whatsoever, but just go out there to attack and insult, it makes me shudder.
Oh, God.
You know, and that's what scares me. So I will not make an input. I read people's posts, but I don't like. Because I know that even if you go and like somebody's post, others will find out you have liked the post and come and attack you. For no reason at all. I see it happen all the time on those streets.